الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. The famous hadith of Salman Farsi رضي الله تعالى عنه, which Allah's Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم exhorted his ummah right on the cusp of this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. If one has to analyze and look at this hadith, one is the timing. خَتَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي آخِرِ يَوْمٍ مِّن شَعْبَانِ. Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed us right on the last day of Sha'ban. So that whatever is mentioned in this hadith with regards to this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan will be fresh in the minds. And we can understand the importance of what Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted us with regards to this month of Ramadan. And if you have to analyze the hadith, this is a lengthy hadith. قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى 70 فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةُ وَشَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَاةِ إِلَى آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Fazail Ramadan, Virtues of Ramadan, he has also started his kitab with this particular hadith. If you have to analyze it, or look closely, or study this hadith, basically there were 7 actions which we are exhorted by Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam that in this month of Ramadan, pay special attention to this. And then in the latter part of the hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the 7 actions, 4 were further emphasized. وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ خَسْلَتَيْنِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَسْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا أَمَّا الْخَسْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ فَشَهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَأَمَّا الْخَسْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا فَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. 4 things were especially emphasized. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, increase in this month these 4 things. And from there, 2 things he said, لَا غِنَاءَ بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. O my ummah, not only am I asking you to increase this, but know and understand you cannot do without it. لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. And what are the 2 things that we cannot do without? He said, تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. In this month of Ramadan, repeatedly, istikthar, increasingly beg Allah for Jannat. Increasingly seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from Jahannam. One hadith, Sahabi says, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَنْسَوُ الْعَظِيمَتَيْنِ. O my ummah, never ever forget the 2 great things. Never ever, لَا تَنْسَوُ الْعَظِيمَتَيْنِ. Never ever forget the 2 great things. مَا الْعَظِيمَتَانِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is it that we must never ever forget? He said, Al-Jannata wa-Nar, Al-Jannata wa-Nar, Jannat Jahannam, Jannat Jahannam. The narrator of the hadith says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this and then burst into tears. So much he cried that his Mubarak beard got wet with the tears. So much he exhorted his ummah. What ulama referred to as the mudhakara of maghibat. This talk, this reminder of the unseen. Jannat we have not seen, Jahannam we have not seen. yet plus minus 1,000 verses in the Quran. 1,000 verses of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala makes muzakara of Jannat and Jahannam, Jannat and Jahannam. And we find that this was a daily occurrence in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The majlis of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive with the muzakara of Jannat and Jahannam. Today our majalis, what do we talk about? Business, sports, politics. These are the things that have preoccupied us. Yet, we are exhorted. He said, "Utlubul jannata juhdakum." Your energies, the focus of your life. What's the purpose? What is success? What is failure? Allah outlines, enunciates for us in the Quran, success, failure, become a millionaire, become a billionaire. Amass the wealth of the whole world. That is not success. Get a degree. Become the cream of the academia. That is not success. What is success? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. You may be penniless, bankrupt, no roof over your head. But Allah says, if you are safe from Jahannam and enter Jannat, you have succeeded. فَقَدْ فَازْ. فَقَدْ فَازْ. Without any doubt, this is success. He said, أُطْلُبُ الْجَنَّةَ جُهْدَكُمْ. Seek Jannat with everything that you have. Throw everything you have at acquiring Jannat. وَهْرَبُوا مِنَ النَّارِ جُهْدَكُمْ. And he said, run from Jahannam. Run. The word in the hadith, اِهْرَبُوا. Run. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, run from Jahannam with everything that you have. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَنَامُ طَالِبُهَا وَإِنَّ النَّارَ لَا يَنَامُ هَارِبُهَا. Because the one who truly desires Jannat will never rest till he is a Jannati. And the one who truly fears Jahannam will never take his foot off the accelerator. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship Allah, worship Allah. Make the effort for Jannat to be protected from Jahannam. Till when? Till the Hilal of Eid is sighted? No. There's no complacency, there's no relaxation for a Muslim. For a person of Iman, there is no letting up. Allah says, make my ibadat hatta yatiyakal yaqeen, until maut comes. That is the let up. That is the time we can celebrate. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَنَامُ طَالِبُهَا وَإِنَّ النَّارَ لَا يَنَامُ هَارِبُهَا وَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا مَحْفُوفَةٌ باللذات والشهوات وإن الآخرة محفوفة بالمكاره وإن الدنيا محفوفة باللذات والشهوات فلا تلهينكم عن الآخرة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? Because this world is a test. This world is a test. My Nabi said, Jannat has a veil over it. Jannat has a veil over it, an obstacle cause. What is over Jannat? The things you dislike. Naturally, cold night to wake up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and make wuzu in ice cold water. This is not something a person naturally aspires towards. It's a different matter if you persevere, Allah gives you the sweetness. But initially, you are wont to do this. You'll find a bit of reluctance. But he said, Jannat has this veil over it of things you dislike. And this dunya, mahfufatum bil ladhati wa shahawat. It also has a veil over it of what? Lazzat, ecstasy, attractions. So, O my ummah, don't let this trap of this dunya, fulfilling your desires, cause you to become ghafil about akhirat. Our majlis has to be alive with the zikr of Jannat and Jahannam. The verse of the Quran is recited. This just gives us a brief glimpse of Madina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The verse of the Quran comes down. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. O people of Iman, save yourselves and your families from Jahannam. Wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara, the fuel of which is men and stones. Look at how Sahaba related directly to the Maghibat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reading this verse of the Quran, and in it Allah is saying, the fuel of Jahannam is men and stones. Straight away, Qama Shaykhun Kabir, an elderly man stands up. Ahijaratu Jahannam ka hijaratid dunya. Ya Rasulullah, Allah is saying that there are stones in Jahannam. Are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of this world? Are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of this world? وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِي لَسَخْرَةٌ مِّن سَخْرِ جَهَنَّمْ كَعَظَمِ جِبَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I take an oath on that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One pebble of Jahannam, its girth and enormity and size is like the largest mountain range of this world. When the Sahabi hears this, starts breathing heavily. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rushes forward. قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He says لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and passes away on the spot. One young Sahabi takes his kurta out, lies on the burning sand of the desert with his bare-backed. ذُوقِ يَا نَفْس. ذُوقِ يَا نَفْس. That, O nafs, taste now. Feel this heat, feel the burn. ذُوقِ يَا نَفْس. نَارُ جَهَنَّمَا أَشَدُّ حَرَّا. The fire of Jahannam is hotter than this. جِفَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ بَطَّالَةٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. At night you sleep like a corpse. In the day you waste your time. Now taste. When this young Sahabi goes in the majlis of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say to him? The doors of the heavens are open for you. And he says to the other Sahaba, ask him to make dua for you. What was this? The conviction of the unseen. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَوْ كُشِفَ الْغِطَى مَزْدَدْتُ إِيمَانًا. لَوْ كُشِفَ الْغِطَى مَزْدَدْتُ إِيمَانًا. If the veil between us and akhirat had to be removed and Jannat and Jahannam came in front of our eyes, this would not increase our iman. So much the muzakara of this, so much the talks of it. This is why it's the cry of our elders in our homes, in our masajid, in our majalis, wherever we are. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, never forget this. This conviction of Jannat, shock of Jannat, khawf of Jahannam, this is a very, very powerful tool to bring our lives onto Shariat and Deen. One incident is mentioned in Bustan al-Wa'izin. And one day one woman who was very, very beautiful, naturally very beautiful, she was preening herself, admiring herself in front of the mirror. And then in a casual conversation, she addresses her husband. And she says, I have such beauty. Do you think there is a man alive that if I decide to entice him to haram, will be able to resist me? So her husband, without hesitation, he says, yes, there is someone. She says, who are you talking about? He said, Ubayd bin Umair. Ubayd bin Umair had the laqab and title, Abid al-Haram, the worshipper of Allah in the Haram, great scholar and great Abid of the first century of Islam. So this woman is not convinced. So she says to her husband, do you give me permission to prove you wrong? So the husband says, yes, go ahead. So she beautifies herself. The intention is now what? To entice him towards haram. She goes into the haram. Kal mustafti is written in the kitab. Obviously, women that time, they were not prayed openly. She had complete parda. She approaches Ubayd bin Umair as if she has some fatwa. She wants to ask some question. And whispering to him, as if it's a private question, slowly she starts moving. He, inadvertently, without even realizing, in order to listen, to pay attention to what she's asking, he starts moving behind her till eventually, all of a sudden, they are in one secluded corner of the haram. When she is in that secluded corner, she removes the veil from her face. And she says, obviously, sexually alluring invitations she starts giving him, inviting him towards haram. Ubayd bin Umayr radiallahu rahmatullah alayhi, immediately he says to her that I will only consider what you are proposing to me if you answer a few questions of mine. So she says, what are your questions? He says, لو أن ملك الموت أتاكي ليقبض روحكي أكان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. He said, my sister, tell me, a day is coming. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Umar, Umar, ya Umar, كيف بك? The reason I'm mentioning this is to give us an idea of the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says to Umar, كيف بك? Umar, tell me what is going to happen to you when that day comes, when you are going to be in a 4-foot by 2-foot hole in the ground. You will be in your grave. إِذْ أَتَاكَ فَتَّانَ الْقَبْرِ. Then the fitna and the test and the trial and the tribulation of the qabr is going to come. And look at the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes it. He says, malakan, aswadan, azraqan. Two angels. They will be pitch black in color. Their eyes will be piercing blue. Their voices will be like thunder. And bolts of lightning will be coming out of their eyes. Umar, they will carve up the grave. They will carve up the earth with their fingers. In their hands will be a hammer. The weight of it is such that if the whole world population gets together, they will not be able to lift this hammer. Umar, they will lift this hammer like how I am lifting this staff. To that extent, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the manzar and scene of the qabr. And then he says, they will come to you, Umar, and they will have certain questions to put to you. Allahu Akbar. Look at the iman of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, on that day will I be conscious and alert as I am now? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. And Umar says that, ya Rasulullah, I have no problem. Saying this, he gets up. As he is walking away, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Umar, come back here. Come back, come back. Umar comes back. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi. I take an oath upon that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel has just come and informed me that when Munkar and Nakir come to you in the grave and they pose the questions, Mar Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Nabiyuk, you, Umar, will say to them, Allahu Rabbi faman Rabbukuma, Muhammad Nabiyyi faman Nabiyukuma, wal Islamu Dini fama Dinukuma. Allah is my Rabb, who is your Rabb? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my Nabi, who is your Nabi? Islam is my religion, what is your religion? They will say, Wa ajaba la nadri nahnu ursilna ilayka manta ursilta ilayna. They will say, how astonishing it is, we are confused, we don't know if we were sent to question you or you were sent to question us. So he says to her, Lo anna malaka al-maut ataki liyaqbid ruhaki. When the angel of death comes to you to take your soul, tell me, my sister, tell me, at that juncture, at that time, do you think you would be happy if I give in to what you are inviting me now? And then he says, لو دخلت قبرك, you have entered your grave. I want you to visualize this. وأجلست للمسألة, and you are made to sit up, and the test of the qabr comes, Munkar and Nakir comes. And then these questions are put in front of you. Tell me, my sister, أكان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. Would it be a source of comfort to you on that day, at that time in your grave, if I give in to what you are inviting me towards today? And like this, 4 or 5 questions he asks her. One about when the book of deeds will come in the right hand, book of deeds in the left hand of some. Allah describes in the Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُهَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَ قُتُوفُهَا دَانِيَ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيا ولم أدري ما حسابيا يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني ماليا هلك عني سلطانيا خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوا. Says that day, book of deeds of some in the right, some in the left. كان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. Would it be a source of pleasure to you if I give in to what you are inviting me towards today? Then the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. Then entry into Jannat and Jahannam. And by the time Ubayd bin Umayr finishes, she is sobbing uncontrollably. And her husband used to say many years after that, Mali wali Ubayd ibn Umayr, why did I give in to my wife with her request about Ubayd bin Umayr? Kanat zawjatan, I had a wife before, fasayyaraha rahibatan. Now he has turned her into someone who is always in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was this? The conviction of the maghibat, of the unseen. This muzakara of Jannat and Jahannam. This was a daily occurrence. My Nabi said, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, increase this, begging Allah for Jannat, asking Allah protection from Jahannam. This is such a powerful amal. That Rasulullah s.a.w. said, فَإِنَّهُمَا شَافِعَتَان مُشَفَّعَتَان كَانْ كُولْ كَرْ سُنْ لَنَا. Listen very, very carefully, my respected brothers. Nabi s.a.w. said, when you ask Allah for Jannat, when you seek Allah's protection from Jahannam, then these two entities, Jannat and Jahannam, become interceders on your behalf. And their intercession will be accepted. To such an extent that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا اسْتَكْثَرَ مَسْأَلَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. When a slave of Allah excessively asks Allah for Jannat, then Jannat starts making dua. Ya Rabbi, abdaka hadha alladhi sa'alnaka anni fa'askinhu iyaya. Ya Allah, your slave is asking you for me. I am begging you, accept his dua and enter him into Jannat. When the slave of Allah makes dua, Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam. My Nabi says, Jahannam says to Allah, that Ya Allah, he is asking protection from me, protect him. Idha asbahta, he said, when you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you read Fajr Salah, when you read Fajr Salah, like we read just now, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَقُلْ قَبْلَ أَن تَكَلَّمَ أَحَدًا. Say, before you speak to anyone, اللهم أجرني من النار. اللهم أجرني من النار. Oh Allah, save me from Jahannam. He said, say it 7 times. إِذَا مُتَّ فِي يَوْمِكَ هَذَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ جِوَارًا مِنَ النَّارِ. If you die on that day before the sun sets, Allah will write down that you are protected from Jahannam. وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ وَإِذَا صَلَّيْتَ الْمَغْرِبِ. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you read Maghrib Salah, فَقُلْ قَبْلَ أَن تَكَلَّمَ أَحَدْ. Say before you speak to anyone, اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنِي مِنَ النَّارِ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتِ. 7 times, if you die on that night, if you die on that night, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ جِوَارًا مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah will write it down that you are protected from Jahannam. So much we are encouraged. This dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those who will ask excessively, he said, ma min yawmi, not a single day passes, illa wal jannata yaqul, except that Jannat says, qad tabat thimari, wa taradat anhari, wa ishtaqtu ila awliyai, fa'ajjil ilayya bi ahli. Oh my Rabb, my fruit have ripened, my streams and my rivers are flowing. My shock, my inclination, my anticipation for my residence has increased. Oh Allah, those who are seeking me, grant them Jannat. Likewise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Jahannam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. So you and I, my respected brothers, we cannot afford to forget this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't ever forget Jannat, don't ever forget Jahannam. This muzakara, this dua, this dawat, this talk about Jannat and Jahannam, bring it alive in our homes, in our masajid, in our majalis, particularly today in front of our youth. The conviction of what we call the ihsas, or the perception of jaza and saza, accountability. This is a very, very powerful tool that will make it easy for us to bring deen in our lives and to stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.